今天是腓立比书系列讲到的第三讲。
This is the third sermon of the series of the book of Philippians.
我们来讲腓立比教会的困难。
Today we're going to talk about the difficulties for the Philippian church.
这一讲呢，我们还是简介。
This is still an introduction.
我们还是鸟瞰的视角来纵览经文，而不会进到经文的细节中去。
We'll be scanning through the scriptures from a general view without going too much into the detail.
经文的详细解释我们会留给后面的讲道。
We'll leave the details for later sermons.
上一讲呢，我们讲到腓立比教会的特点。
Last sermons, we talk about the characteristics of the Philippian church.
他们是一间外邦人的教会。
They have a lot of Gentiles.
他们是有很多的女性的同工。
They have a lot of female co-worker.
他们是一间得着称赞的教会。
And they are a church that's praised a lot.
他们是一间火热参与福音事工的教会。
They have passions on evangelical work.
他们是贫穷但慷慨的教会
And they are poor but generous.
但他们同时是个困难重重的教会
But at the same time, they are also a church with a lot of difficulties.
他们所遇到的困难基本上覆盖了基督徒所能够遭遇的常见的困难
And the difficulties they ran into basically cover all the basic challenges our nowadays Christians will also ran into.
那么他们如何从他们的困难中得胜对于今天的我们一样很有参考价值
So we can learn a lot from them by examining how did they overcome these difficulties.
我们知道腓立比书呢经常被称为喜乐的书信。保罗写腓立比书就是要鼓励腓立比教会要喜乐。
We know the book of Philippians is also referred to as the book of joy. One of the reasons that Paul wanted to write this letter to the church is to encourage them to be joyful.
约书亚记里面当摩西死后神对约书亚反复地说你要刚强壮胆。
In the book of Joshua, when Moses died, God was repeatedly said this to Joshua that you need to be strong and courageous.
为什么
Why?
因为约书亚心里面有担心，所以神必须要鼓励他。
Because Joshua was worried, so God must encourage him.
我们可以想象，腓立比教会此时应该是非常的需要鼓励的。
For the same reason, we can imagine that Philippian churches are also needing the courage at this moment.
我们如果理解腓立比教会所面临的困难，我们就更能够理解保罗写这封信的心情。
If we understand the difficulties that the Philippian churches are facing, we can better understand Paul's heart when he wrote this letter.
我们就来看一看这些困难是什么，以及保罗是如何鼓励他们的。
Let's examine together what are these difficulties and how Paul encouraged them.
腓立比教会这个时候他面临着多重的困难。
Philippian churches at this moment are facing multiple challenges.
他们有处境的困难，有同工间的矛盾，有社会上的逼迫，有假教师的诱惑，有假基督徒的混乱。
There's five of them. There are difficulties in the situation. There's conflicts between the co-worker. There's a persecution from the society. There's temptation on the false teacher. And there are chaos spring from the false Christian.
而保罗的安慰也很简单，就是让他们有一个十架载路的视角，让他们能够从福音的角度去看这些问题。
The way Paul comforts them is very simple and straightforward. It is to have them take this perspective of the narrow way of cross so that they can think of this thing from the angle of the gospel.
那么他们就会看见了这些苦难呢，都是为耶稣基督而受的。
And if they do so, they will see that these suffering are for the sake of Jesus Christ.
而且不但如此，这条十架载路是保罗和他的同工们都走过的。
And not only that, Paul and his co-workers has all walked on that same narrow road of cross.
我们看腓立比书的第一章的29和30节，保罗说：“因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦，你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。”
Paul said this in Philippians chapter 1, verses 29 to 30.For you have been given the privilege for the Christ's sake, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. You have the same struggle that you saw in me, and now hear that I am still having.
保罗的意思是这些苦难是神所命定的。
What Paul means is these sufferings are ordained by God.
这条苦路是主走过的，使徒走过的，初代教会的圣徒们都走过的。
Jesus Christ has experienced all of these, as well as all the apostles,And all the early church saints.
历代圣徒都走过，今天敬虔爱主的基督徒也是一样要经过的。
And if all the saints has walked on the same road, and it will be also be so for all the God-loving Christians today as well.
人受苦呢，主要是在心里面。
Human suffering is mostly on the heart.
尤其是你不知道这个受苦有什么正面意义的时候呢，就会越发的觉得苦闷。
Especially when you don't have a good reason or don't know why you're suffering, this will just be even more sorrow for you.
而当人知道自己受苦的意义的时候呢，他就会忍耐。
But if you understand why are you suffering, then you will, people will learn how to endure.
比如说那些在健身房里面挥汗如雨的人，他们辛苦不辛苦啊？
So for example, those people who work out in the gym, do they feel tired?
当然辛苦。
Of course.
他们愁苦 不愁苦呢？
But do they feel sorrow?
当然不会。
Of course not.
当他们练完之后呢，他们会喜滋滋的在那个镜子前啊，欣赏一下他们自己的这个肌肉。
They take great pleasure in enjoying the outcome of their workout.
那个是他们刚刚训练的结成果。
This is the result of their workout.
正因为他们清楚的知道呢，他们辛苦的训练之后，他们的肌肉会更加的漂亮。
Because they know that they will, their physical appearance will look better after that all those difficult workout.
所以他们就可以忍耐那个训练的辛苦。
That's the reason why they can endure the exhaustion from the workout.
同样的，当这个腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹知道他们为什么经历这个苦难的时候，他们就能够忍耐，甚至能够喜乐。
And for the same reason, when the brothers and sisters in Philippian churches know why they are suffering, they will be able to learn to how to be endure and how to even have joy while in it.
我们先来看第一个困难，是他们有处境的困难。
Let's look at the first difficulties. That's they have challenges on the situation.
他们现在面临一些现实的难处，他们的健堂牧师保罗是被抓走了，在罗马的监狱里面。
There are some realistic challenges they're facing. Their founding pastor Paul was taken captive in the Roman prison.
而另外一方面，他们所差派的宣教士保罗的同工以巴弗提病得几乎要死掉。
And on the other hand, the missionaries that they sent, also the co-worker of Paul, Epaphroditus, is sick, so sick that he's about to die.
保罗就教导他们要从福音的角度来看这些问题，将看到完全不同的画面。
And Paul wanted to taught them to look at these issues from the angle of the gospel, and they will you will see a completely different picture.
腓立比书的第一章十二到十三节，保罗说：“弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁，在御云全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故。”
In Philippians book 1, chapter, verses 12 to 13, Paul said, Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has actually caused the gospel to advance. As a result, it has become clear to the whole imperial guard and to everyone else that I am in prison for preaching about the Christ.
从普通人的角度来看啊，哎呀，糟糕了，传道人被抓走了，没有办法做这个福音事工了。
From a normal person's perspective, this is definitely a bad thing. Your preachers is...holding captive, if they can't do any evangelical work anymore.
但是从神的视角，那个监狱里面有人需要听到福音，就安排一个传福音的人被抓到监狱里面去。
But from God's perspective, the reason that person, that preacher is held captive in the prison is because somebody in the prison need to hear about the gospel.
所以在这个监狱里面传福音还有一个优势，就是没有俗世缠身。
And there is an advantages of preaching gospel in the prison, that is, you got nothing else to do.
那个被关押的人他无事可做。
The one who was holding captive definitely have nothing else to do.
那个看守他的人也无事可做。
The guard also has nothing else to do.
所以正好可以传福音给那个看守。
It's quite the perfect time for doing the evangelical or preaching.
而且他还不能走开。
And the guard can't even walk away.
所以保罗相当于在说，我就是那样一个被神派到监狱里面去的人。
And Paul is saying, I am that person that God sent me to prison.
他说我所遭遇的事正是指他的被捕是使福音兴旺。
In the verses, when he says what happened to me, it is referring exactly to his imprisonment. And this imprisonment has actually caused the gospel to advance.
而且不仅仅是他这么认为，连整个御营全军以及其他的人也都认定保罗的被捕是为基督的缘故。
And not only, it's not only him that think this way, the entire imperial camp and everybody else all believe that Paul was held captive for the sake of Christ.
可见呢，保罗当时在监狱里面传福音的果效啊，远远超过他在犹大会堂里面布道的果效。
And you can tell the effect of Paul's preaching in prison is probably far better than when he did it in the synagogue.
如此明显，以至于大家都看出来了。
And it was so obvious, everybody could tell.
大家都知道呢，这个人就是神为了福音派到监狱里面来的人。
Everybody knew that this guy was sent to prison to preach the gospel.
腓立比书的一章十四节，保罗说，并且那在主里的弟兄，多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
In Philippians 1:14, it says, "And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear."
保罗告诉腓立比的弟兄姐妹们，有许多弟兄因为他的捆锁而更加勇敢地传福音。
He was telling the brothers and sisters in Philippian churches that a lot of people are being more bold to speak the word without fear because of his imprisonment.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他们从保罗的被捕中不是看到失败和受挫，而是看到神的得胜。
Because from Paul, they don't see failure or frustration from Paul's imprisonment. What they see is God's plan and God's victory.
所以保罗的潜台词是什么？
So what is Paul implying?
保罗的潜台词是愿你们有同样的看见。
He's implying that you should see the same thing.
人看到神的这个永恒旨意之后啊，这个地上的苦难就显得智障之轻。
And after people see the eternal will of God, the suffering on the earth will appear temporary and light.
因为你看这个问题的维度发生了转变。
Because you are looking at this problem with a completely different dimension.
比如当你站在地上的时候，你看一个卡车觉得很大。
When you're standing on the earth, you look at the truck and you feel like it's a big truck.
但是当你坐飞机起飞之后，这个地上的车就小得像甲壳虫。
But when you are on the airplane, all the cars on the earth look like small beetles.
请荣荣给我们放一张图片。
You look at the picture on the PowerPoints.
你就下一张就好了。没有吗？找不到那张图片。好，可以了。这个呢是从火星拍的这个地球的照片。你看得见地球吗？那个小小的你几乎看不见的那个点。就是地球。
This is a picture of Earth taken from Mars. Can you see the Earth? It's the tiny dots with the arrow Earth on it.
我们的一切的喜怒哀乐、爱恨情仇都发生在这个小小小小的点里面。
All of our joys and sorrows, our love and hatreds, everything happens in this tiny dot.
而这个连太阳系还都没有出去。
And this is not even going out of the solar system.
同样的，跟永恒相比啊，我们今生的这个一百年、啊、几乎就是很小很小的一个小点。几乎可以忽略不计。
Similarly, compared to eternity, a 100 year is also a tiny, tiny dot.
而神竟然顾念我们这个这么微小的人，在这个短短的今生里，为他做的一点点的侍奉。
But God actually cares about the little people like us and the little things that we have done for Him in this short life.
这是何等大的恩典！
This is a great grace.
相比之下，那短暂的今生中的痛苦就算不得什么了。
And the suffering in this short life is nothing compared to that.
哥林多后书的四章十七节说：“我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。”
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 14, it says, "For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison."
永生跟今生的相比。当然，远远不只是在长度上，更是在质量上。
And when you compare the eternal life and this life, the difference is not only on the length, but it's also on the quality.
永生是充满荣耀的。
Eternal life is glory, full of glory.
因为永生是与神同在，是活在神的面光当中。
Because in that eternity, you are living in the presence of God.
经常会有人问，天堂会有忧伤和泪水吗？
Lots of people ask, is there sorrow and tears in heaven?
我们会回答，当然是没有的啦。
Our answer usually is, of course not.
但是呢，他们就会接着抛下来下一个问题。
But usually there would be a follow-up question.
如果你在天堂中上看见你的不信主的家人在地狱里受苦，你难道不会难过吗？
Won't you feel sorrow if you see that your families who don't believe in Christ are suffering in hell? Wouldn't that make you sad?
因此难题就来了。
And this is a tough question.
如果你是毫不在乎的，那你就太没有人性了。
Because if you don't care at all, then your humanity will be questioned.
但是如果你非常的难过，那就证明了在天堂里面还是会有痛苦和泪水。
But if you really truly feel sorrow about that, that proves that there will still be sorrow and tears in heaven.
我以前思考过这个问题。
So I used to think about this question quite a bit.
神会不会是抹去我们可能带来痛苦的回忆呢？
Maybe God will just erase all this memory that might bring us pain.
我后来觉得也不会。
I don't think that's the case.
但是我们怎么来解释刚才那个两难的问题呢？
And then how do we solve this dilemma?
马太福音二十二章中有一些撒都盖人啊，他们问了主耶稣一个关于复活的难题，想要刁难他。
In Matthew chapter 22 verses 29, some of the Sadducees asked Jesus a question about resurrection, and the intention is to embarrass him.
因为他们本身不相信复活的事情。
Because the Sadducees does not believe in resurrection.
主耶稣回答他们说：“你们错了，因为不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。”
And Jesus answered this in the verses that you are wrong because you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God.
他们的问题在于不晓得神的大能。
The problem of the Sadducees is they don't understand the power of God.
所以他们用人的思维来臆测神的事情。
So they use human logic to speculate about the things of God.
那种感觉呢，就像是穷人想象富人的生活肯定是顿顿有肉吃。
It's like the poor people, when they try to imagine what the kind of life a rich people will have, they probably will think, or they probably eat meat for every meal.
同样的，我们因为不明白神的荣耀，所以我们才会有前面那样的一个两难的问题。
Similarly, because we don't understand the glory of God, so that's why we have this dilemma question in the beginning.
神学家斯普罗如此说，当人在天堂里站在神的面前的时候呢，是站在那极荣耀的大光当中。
A famous theologian, R.C. Sproul, once said this, when humans are in the heaven and standing in the presence of God, we are in the great light of the glory.
那种荣耀是如此的大，以至于凡人不能见神的面，一见到就不能存活。
And the glory is so powerful that mortals cannot see the face of God, otherwise they would die.
因此人需要先得到一个复活的不朽坏的身体，才能够站在神的这个荣耀的大光当中。
So people need to have a resurrected and immortal body to be able to stand in front of the glory of the God. Of God.
这个极大的荣耀呢，它所带来的这个喜乐极其强烈，以至于淹没了一切的情感。
And the joy comes from this great glory. It's so powerful that it's excels all the other emotions.
因此，在天堂里呢，一个基督徒呢，他不是不在乎那些在灭亡结局中的不信主的家人朋友。
So in the heaven, the Christian is not the case that the Christian doesn't care the families and friends that are doomed because they're unbelieving.
而是与神同在的喜乐淹没了一切。
But it's the joy of being with God overwhelms everything.
这个就像太阳升起来之后呢，萤火虫的光呢是完全的微不足道一样的道理。
It's like the fireflies, a light is completely insignificant after the sun rises.
这个也像人睡醒了之后呢，不会过多的停留在昨夜的梦中一样。
It's also like people don't dwell in a dream for a long time.
比如说今天是个喜乐的日子，但是昨天你做了一个特别特别可怕的梦。
For example, if today should be a joyful day, but you had a really scary nightmare yesterday, last night.
但在梦中你非常非常的害怕。
You were terrified in that dream.
但是醒来之后，你还会停留在那个可怕的梦中吗
？But after you wake up, are you still going to dwell in that scary dream?
应该不会。
Probably not.
你会享受今天的喜乐，而梦它只不过是一场梦，过去了就过去了。
You will be enjoying the joy of today, and dream is just a dream. You have gone past it.
诗篇的七十三篇二十节这样说：人睡醒了，怎样看梦？主啊，你醒了，也必照样轻看他们的影像。
And this is exactly what's said on Psalm 73, verses 22. Like a dream when one awakes, O Lord, when you rouse yourself, you despise them as phantoms.
这个呢，就是不信主之人的结局。
This is the ending of those who build not those unbelieving.
他们把神当作虚空。
They think of God as a void.
最终发现神是真正的现实。
And eventually discover that God is the only reality.
而自己因为不认识神而成为虚空。
And they themselves is trapped into void since they don't know God.
在天堂里面，我们回看今生的时候呢，也不过像南柯一梦。
When we look back at our current life in the heaven, it's also just like a dream.
所以基督徒胜过环境的独家秘诀和总原则， 就是基督徒是有永恒的视角和荣耀的盼望的。
So the principle and secret that a Christian can overcome the difficulties of the environment is a perspective from eternity and the hope of glory.
我们后面讲到的别的困难也是运用这样一个原则来胜过的。
All these other difficulties that we'll be talking about today will also be overcome using this principle.
约翰一书的五章第四、第五节，老约翰说，因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
First John chapter 5 verses 4 to 5, For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
除了保罗被捕以外，保罗的同工腓立比教会所差派的宣教士以巴弗提弟兄，他病得几乎要死。
Another thing we mentioned is that other than Paul's imprisonment, the co-worker of Paul, Epaphroditus, who is a missionary sent by the Philippian churches, it's so sick that he's about to die.
保罗在腓立比书二章二十九、三十节，他劝这个腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹们说，故此你们要在主里欢欢乐乐地接待他，而且要尊重这样的人，因他为做基督的功夫几乎致死，不顾性命，要补足你们供给我的不及之处。
And for that matter, Paul said this in the Philippians, book of Philippians chapter 2 verses 29 to 30, So joyfully welcome him in the Lord, and make sure you honor such people highlyBecause he came close to death for the work of Messiah, and risking his life to complete what we meant and finished in your service to me.
为什么要尊重这样的人？
Why honor such people highly?
因为他为做基督的功夫是不顾性命的。
Because he risked his life to complete the work of Jesus.
这样的人在神的眼中是尊贵的。
And such people is honored by God.
因而神吩咐他们要欢欢喜喜地接待他，要尊重像这样的人。
And that's why Paul told them to joyfully welcome him and honor such people highly.
这样当人们看到以巴弗提的疾病的时候，不再是看到他的软弱，看到他的悲惨。
So when you see the disease of Epaphroditus, you're not seeing his weakness, his sufferings.
而是如同看到战士在战斗中受伤而获得的勋章一样的，是充满尊敬，因为那个是为福音而战的荣耀。
But instead, you should be seeing this like a medal honoring and awarding those wounded for fighting the glorious fight for the gospel.
有位我不记得他名字的老牧师说过这样的话，他说每个忠心的传道人都会带着他为神征战而留下的伤疤。
An old pastor once said this, I don't remember his name, but he said every faithful preacher carries the scars from his battle for God.
我们接下来看第二点，就是同工间的矛盾。
So now let's look at the conflicts between the co-workers.
除了处境中的困难以外呢，腓立比教会是一个有内部纷争的教会。
Other than the difficulties in the situation, Philippian churches also have internal conflicts.
保罗写这封信的目的之一也是要调和他们内部的矛盾。
And one of the purposes of this letter is to reconcile their internal conflicts.
腓立比书的第四章第二、第三节，保罗说，我劝友阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心，我也求你这真实同父一二的帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有格利勉并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
In Philippians chapter 4 verses 2 to 3, Paul says, I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help those women who has labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
保罗劝友阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心，可见这两个女人应该是漩涡的中心。
Paul was encouraging or trying to persuade that Euodia and the Syntyche to have the same heart and Lord. So you can tell this two women is probably in the middle of this world.
他们是教会的重要同工，也是被称为和保罗在福音上一同劳苦的。
Both of them are important co-workers of the church. They are also known as laboring side by side with Paul in the gospel.
但他们互相之间有矛盾。
But clearly they have conflicts between each other.
同工间能有什么矛盾呢？
What kind of conflicts a coworkers could have?
一般私人恩怨是不会有的。
It's probably not some general personal conflicts.
因为主耶稣命令基督徒在主里面要彼此赦免饶恕。
Because the Lord Jesus commanded us to forgive each other in the Lord.
而比较麻烦的是为了事工的意向和观点不同而有的这种争执和矛盾。
But what's more tricky is typically when Christians have differences in the vision and perspective of the ministry.
因为双方都觉得自己是为主站立。
Because both sides are feel like they are standing for God.
所以双方呢都是寸土不让。
So none of them will back out.
所以腓立比教会里的矛盾呢正是这些。
And this is exactly the conflicts in the Philippian church.
保罗要求他们在主里同心，那是什么意思呢？
What does Paul mean when Paul said that they need to have agreed in Lord?
基督徒不是要在一切的事情上都有一样的立场的。
Christian doesn't have to agree with each other on everything.
比如说支持谁世界杯夺冠，基督徒不需要有一样的立场。
For example, we don't have to have the same agreements on who will win the World Cup.
但是在跟本教会事工相关的事情上，教会的弟兄姐妹们应该尽量的有同样的立场。
But on the matters that's related to the church ministry, brothers and sisters should try to have agreement.
比如聘用哪个传道人，把教堂买在哪里等等。
For example,on the matters of hiring pastors or building the churches, these are the matters that people need to have, that brothers and sisters need to have agreement on.
这些都是最容易导致教会分裂的重大决定。
Those are also some of the major decisions that often cause split of the church.
其实弟兄姐妹们在这些事情上有不同的意见是很正常的。
It's actually very common for different people to have different opinion on those matters.
但是只要是不违背真理的，都要竭力的去达成合一。
But we should be trying to have agreement as long as it doesn't conflict with the truth.
这个就意味着呢，在与弟兄姐妹们的同工当中，我们也需要学会让步和忍耐。
This means that we also need to learn how to give in and be patient when co-working with the brothers and sisters.
有些时候呢，即便你的看见是对的，但是呢，同工们都还没有同样的看见的时候，你需要有一些等待，等候神赐给大家有同一的看见。
Sometimes your vision might be right, but when the other coworkers doesn't have the same vision, you need to be patient and wait for God so that everybody can share the same vision.
我们把自己看得小一点，就容易达成合一。
And sometimes the trick is just don't look too high of yourself.
以弗所书的第四章的第三节，保罗说：“用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。”
In Ephesians 4 verse 3, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
教会的合一是出于圣灵的，是本来就存在的。
The unity of church is out of the Spirit; it already exists.
我们所需要的就是去掉那些破坏原有的合一的因素。
What we need to do is to remove those elements that will disrupt the unity.
保守合一确实是需要付出努力的。
Unity doesn't come free; it needs effort to maintain.
因而，保罗也恳求别的同工们帮助这两位有矛盾的姐妹一起保守教会的合一。
That's why Paul also plead the other co-workers to help these two women, two sisters that are in conflicts, to maintain the unity of the church together.
合一的根据是什么呢？
What is the foundation of unity?
保罗说，因为他们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦。
And Paul gave this explanation, because these two women labored side by side with me in the gospel.
既然是为了同一个福音而努力，有什么不同的见解不能够退让一点呢？
And if we are laboring for the same gospel, there shouldn't be any different opinions that can be backed down a little.
接着下来我们来看他们的第三个困难是来自于社会上的逼迫。
And let's move to the third difficulties of the church, persecution from the society.
如同保罗所说，基督徒为主受苦是必然的。
It's just like Paul said, persecution to the Christians for the sake of the Lord is something that's bound to happen.
腓立比教会呢也面临着来自敌人的逼迫。
Philippian churches is also facing persecution from their opponents.
提摩太后书的三章十二节，保罗说：“不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也要受逼迫。”
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 12, Paul said, "Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Jesus Christ will be persecuted."
和保罗一样，腓立比教会也经历着来自罗马帝国的逼迫。
Philippian churches also faces the persecution from the Roman Empire, just like Paul.
我们在第一堂讲到的时候讲到呢，腓立比这个城市啊，它作为罗马的殖民地是非常崇尚罗马的。
In our first sermons, we talk about the city of Philippi as a colony of Roman is admired Roman culture a lot.
所以呢，他们就像是一个小罗马。
So they are like a mini Roman.
所以罗马政府逼迫基督教逮捕保罗的话呢，腓立比的政府也一样会逼迫腓立比的教会。
So when Roman government persecuted Christians and try to take Paul in captive, the government in Philippi also will try to persecute the church of Philippi.
腓立比书一章二十八节，保罗说：“凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们成人，你们得救都是出于神。”
In Philippians 1 verses 28, it says, "And not frightened in anything but your opponents, this is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God."
可见当时的腓立比教会一定是有受到很多来自敌人的恐吓。
You can tell the Philippian churches has a lot of frightens from their opponents.
这里的敌人是复数。
And the word opponents here is in plural.
那么这些恐吓呢，可能是来自当地的政府，也可能是来自那些拜偶像假神的宗教信徒，或者是别的什么仇恨教会的人。
And these frightens and threats could come from the local government, also could come from this local idol worshippers or people from the other religions.
保罗在腓立比的时候是怎么样被抓的？
How was Paul holding captive in the city of Philippi?
因为他将鬼从被鬼附的使女身上赶出去，使一些利用这个鬼盈利的人遭受经济损失。
What triggered this is that he cast out a demon out of the maid, so that the people who were taking advantage of this ghost suffered a financial loss.
因而这些人就去挑动政府来捉拿保罗。
And those people provoked the government to take Paul in captive.
所以呢，我们不要忘记呢，福音传扬的过程就是神的国和撒旦的国征战的过程。
So we shouldn't forget that the process of preaching the gospel is also the battle between God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom.
所以基督徒呢，不能没有征战的这个心理准备。
And Christian must be prepared for this battle.
既然是征战的，经历仇敌的恐吓呢，是很正常的事情。
And if it's in the battle, it's normal to experience intimidation from the opponents.
这些呢都是征战的一部分。
This is all part of the battle.
仇敌最擅长的就是心理战。
And our opponents is very good at psychological warfare.
而保罗给的安慰呢，是你们要看到神的至高的主权。
But Paul's comfort is that we should see the sovereignty of God.
保罗的意思是，他们为什么这样逼迫你们呢？
What Paul is saying is, why do they persecute you like this?
因为他们是属魔鬼，是注定灭亡的。
Because they belong to the Satan and they are doomed.
所以他们那么激烈的抵挡你们是正常的，是必然的。
So it's perfectly normal for them to resist you so fiercely.
他们对你们的逼迫，正是他们预定遭毁灭的明证。
Their resistance is the evidence of their doomed destiny.
彼得前书的二章第八节，彼得说：“又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊跌。他们这样绊跌也是预定的。”
In 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 8, and the stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, they stumble because they disobey the word, and they were destined to do.
保罗说，灭亡的人的标记呢是逼迫教会。
Paul said the mark of those doomed is persecuting church.
彼得也说了类似的道理，灭亡之人的标记就是不顺服神的道理。
Peter said something similar, that the mark of the people who are doomed is disobeying God's word.
但彼得更多说了一点，灭亡之人的这种反应，他也是神预定的。
But Peter said something more, that the reason why those who are doomed have this kind of reaction is also predestined by God.
也就是说，一个被神预定为灭亡之人啊，他就像是演员一样的，他拿到的剧本呢，就是不服圣经的道理，逼迫基督徒。
It's like a person that's predestined by God to doom is like an actor. The script that he got is don't obey the word of God and persecute Christians.
当然，我们在成为基督徒之前，我们都经历过不服神的道理或者逼迫基督徒的阶段。
We ourselves have all gone through stages of disobedience to God's doctrine, or even persecuting Christians.
但是我们最终悔改了。
But we eventually repented.
因此，真正灭亡之人的特点呢，就是他们一直处于这样的状态当中，却永远不要悔改。
But those who are truly doomed cannot get out of the stages, and they never repent.
而且这个罪呢，它归于这个人自己，他没有办法赖给神。
And this is on the person himself. He cannot blame it on the God.
因为他抵挡神和逼迫基督徒都是出于他自己的内心的。
Because he resisted God and persecuted Christians from his own heart.
他最终他要受到神公义的审判，被丢到地狱里受永远的刑罚。
Eventually, he will be facing the judgment of the God and be thrown into the hell and suffer the eternal punishment.
他所面临的可怕远远超过他施加给基督徒的可怕。
What's waiting in front of him is far more scary compared to what they did to the Christians.
公元155年，四美拿的主教波吕甲，也是使徒约翰的学生，他拒绝背叛主耶稣而被烧死在死刑架上，火刑架上。
In 155 AD, there was a bishop, his name is Polycarp, he's come from Sinna.He's also a student of John the Apostles. He refuses to turn his back on Jesus Christ, and for that reason, he was burned to death on the stake.
面对威胁他的审判官，他说：“你用火刑威胁我，他烧一个小时，然后过一段时间就熄灭了。但你对即将到来的审判和永恒刑罚的火一无所知，那是为不敬虔的人所预留的。”
He said this to the judges.You threaten me with fire, which burns for an hour, and after a little is extinguished. But are ignorant of the fire of coming judgment and eternal punishment reserved for the ungodly.
保罗这里呢也是一样的意思，不要怕他们的恐吓，因为他们自己所要面临的可怕，要远远超过他们的恐吓。
What Paul says is very similar. It's saying that do not be frightened of their threats.Because they themselves will be facing a far more scary endings compared to what they did to the Christians.
而你们的得救是出于神的，这意味着你们的平安来自于神的主权和他不变的应许，不是这个世界上任何仇敌可以夺去的。
But your salvation comes from God. This means that your peace comes from God's sovereignty and His unchanging promise, and cannot be taken away by any enemy in the world.
所以预定论的道理呢，其实对于教会，尤其是末后世代要经历大逼迫的教会是非常重要的。
So the idea of predestination is very important to churches, especially those that will experience great persecution in the last days.
因为神的至高的主权是基督徒最坚固的堡垒。
Because the sovereignty of God is the strongest refuge for Christians.
使得在一切的苦难中，基督徒的平安都不至于失去。
So that in all the sufferings, the Christian's peace will not be lost.
我们接着下来来看第四点，他们也面临假教师的诱惑。
And the first point is that they also face the temptation of the false teacher.
腓立比教会和别的地方教会一样，都经历假教师的搅扰。
Like all the other churches, Philippian churches also experience the harassment of false teachers.
这些假教师呢，就是初代教会最常见的异端，就是传割礼的犹太教的基督徒。
These false churches, these false teachers are some of the heresies that's very common in the early church time. They are the Jewish Christians who preach circumcision.
他们自称为基督徒，但是又宣称必须行割礼，靠遵守摩西律法才能得救。
They claim themselves to be Christian, but at the same time, they also preach that circumcision is a must-have. You have to be saved through obeying Moses' law.
所以保罗传福音经过的地方，他们就紧随其后传另外一个行割礼的假福音，祸害教会的信仰根基。
So whenever Paul went to a place and preached the gospel, they often just followed him and preached another false gospel of circumcision.
而这些靠行为称义的假福音是非常的挑动人的肉体的私欲的，让人靠自己而骄傲。
And these false gospels of justification by works are very tempting to the flesh.It makes people proud of themselves.
犹太人的一些文化传统和礼仪啊，今天对基督徒还是有非常的吸引力的。
And it's still true today that some of the Jewish culture, traditions, and rituals are still very attractive to Christians.
我认识一位姐妹，她是去犹太基督徒教堂的。
One of the sisters I know is she visited the Jewish Christian churches very frequently.
她很开心地跟我分享，犹太人实在是太懂各种节期了。
There's a couple of times he was sharing this with me with a lot of joy that the Jewish people know about the festivals and days and the months so well.
我想那当然，那是他们几千年的文化传统嘛。
Of course, because this is their traditions for thousands of years.
但我脑子里立刻浮现出保罗的一段经文。
But immediately a verse from Paul appeared in my head.
加拉太书的四章第十、十一节，他说：“你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份，我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。”
And this verse comes from Galatians chapter 4, verses 10 to 11.You observe days and months and seasons and years. I am afraid I may have labored over you in vain.
于是我就提醒她要谨慎犹太基督徒教堂的教导。
So I reminded her to be cautious about the teachings from the Jewish Christian Church.
我不是说他们一定有错，也不是说多学一些节期的知识有什么不好的。
I'm not saying what they are teaching is that about the days and seasons and festivals are wrong, nor am I saying these knowledges are bad for you.
而是说要非常的谨慎，免得我们失去了真正的重点。
I'm saying that we need to be cautious in case we lose grasp on the true important point.
那些对节期以及对各种旧约礼仪的知识是犹太人的优点，同时也是他们的缺点。
Those knowledges of the festivals and the various Old Testament ceremonies were both advantages and disadvantages of the Jews.
因为这些曾经拦阻了他们。接纳那位真正的弥赛亚。
Because these knowledges has prevented them from accepting the true Messiah in the past once.
对好的东西的拥有，竟然成了拦阻你得着善好福分的障碍。
The possession of a good thing turns out to be an obstacle that prevents you from obtaining the best blessing.
这是何等大的黑色幽默。
What a black humor it is.
因此，基督徒需要有抓住重点的这个辨别力。
So Christians need to have the discernment to get the point.
Steve Lawson 牧师经常喜欢说的一句话就是让主要的事情成为主要的事情。
Pastor Steve Lawson often like to say this, let the main thing be the main thing.
保罗给腓立比教会的解决方案正是如此。
And this is also what the solution that Paul provided to the Philippian church.
他们要抓住重点。
Get to the main thing.
专注于耶稣基督。
Focus on Jesus Christ.
专心倚靠因信称义的福音
and focus on the gospel of justification by faith.
腓立比书的第三章第七到第九节，这个是保罗的心声。保罗说：“只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。”并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
Paul said this in Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 9. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of not knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and counted them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him.Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith.
这个解决方案呢，总结起来呢，就是保罗劝勉腓立比的弟兄姐妹要专注于耶稣之所是与耶稣之所为。
If you put a summary on the solutions, Paul is encouraging the brothers and sisters in Philippian churches to focus on who Jesus is and what Jesus did.
概括起来就是一句话：耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And in summary, just one sentence: Jesus Christ and Him being crucified.
这个是腓立比教会的信心的根基，也是我们今天的信心的根基。
This is the foundation of the faith of the Philippian Church, also the foundation for our faith today.
第五点呢，就是假基督徒带来的混乱。
And the fifth point, also the last point, is chaos from the false Christians.
除了假教师以外呢，腓立比教会呢还有假基督徒带来的信仰的混乱。
Other than false teachers, Philippian churches also have chaos in their faith brought in by false Christians.
假基督徒和假教师的不同在于，他们不像假教师那样非常主动的去散播错误的教义。
The differences between the false Christian and false teachers is false Christian does not proactively preach the wrong doctrines.
他们表面上也不会反对正统的信仰。
They do not appear to oppose orthodox beliefs as well.
但是呢，他们的生命呢，完全是与正统的信仰呢是相违背的。
But their lives are completely contrary to it.
腓立比书的第三章十八十九节，保罗说：“因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪的告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。”
In Philippians 3:18 to 19, for many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears.Walk as enemies of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and their glory in their shame, with mindsets on earthly things.
保罗说他们是基督十字架的仇敌。
Paul is saying that they are enemies of the cross of Christ.
也就是说他们的生命是毫无十字架的印记的。
It is saying their life has no mark of the cross at all.
而且他们的生命的方向和十字架窄路的方向是完全相反。
And as a result, they go the opposite direction of the narrow road of cross.
也就是说，他们是走向灭亡的人。
And that's the direction of destruction.
请问保罗提到这些人的时候，他为什么要流泪呢
？And why Paul, when Paul mentioned these people, he mentioned them with tears.
保罗提到那些假教师的时候可没有这样。
Paul didn't mention the false teachers with tears.
因为这些人是。在他们中间的挂名基督徒名义上的弟兄姐妹保罗对他们是有感情的
because these people are the nominal Christians among them they are also their nominal brothers and sisters Paul has some feeling to them
因此保罗将这些挂名的基督徒的特点指明出来就是要腓立比的弟兄姐妹们谨慎自己不要成为他们的那样的样子以致走到灭亡的道路上面
So Paul pointed out the characteristic of those nominal Christians is to remind the brothers and sisters in Philippian churches to be cautious. Don't become like them. Don't end up in the road of destruction.
这些挂名的基督徒呢，虽然不像假教师一样直接散播错误的教义，但他们对教会的破坏力其实也是一样巨大的。
Even though those false Christians does not preach false doctrines like the false teachers does, but they are equally as destructive to the church.
哥林多前书的这个第五章啊，九到十一节，保罗这样说：保罗说，我先前写信给你们，不可与淫乱的人相交。此话不是指这世上一概行淫乱的，或贪婪的、勒索的，或拜偶像。若是这样，你们除非离开世界方可。但如今我写信给你们说，若有称为弟兄是行淫乱的，或贪婪的，或拜偶像的，或辱骂的，或醉酒的，或勒索的，这样的人不可与他相交，就是与他吃饭都不可。
Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 to 11. I wrote to you in my letters not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all mean the sexually immoral of this world. All the greedy and the swindlers or idolaters, since then you would need to go out of the world.But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brothers if he is guilty of sexual immoral or greed, or is an idolater, reviver's drunkard, or swindlers, not even to eat with such a one.
为何如此严重呢?
Why is such a serious accusations?
因为这些假基督徒是活在虚假的信仰当中。
Because these false Christians are living in the false faith.
当你将他们当作真弟兄姐妹跟他们有团契的时候，你等同于认同他的假的信仰。
And when you fellowship with them like a true brothers and sisters, it's equivalent to acknowledging their false faith.
你等于是认同了人可以活得像魔鬼，却在天国的产业中有份。
It's equivalent to acknowledging that people can live like a demon, but still have.Their share in the inheritance of the kingdom of heaven.
而你潜意识中认同了这样的假信仰之后，你容易渐渐的跟他们一起走到那假信仰的道路上去。
And when you subconsciously think this is not a big deal and acknowledging this false faith will drive you to that this end of the destruction, the road with the end with the destruction.
毕竟通向灭亡的宽路比通向永生的窄路是容易走得多。
After all, the broad road to destruction is a lot easier to walk compared to the narrow road to eternal life.
这些假基督徒对于真基督徒来说，就像埋在地里的地雷一样的危险。
These false Christians is like a buried landmine to the true Christians.
因此保罗说连跟他吃饭都不可。
That's why Paul said, don't even eat with such a one.
保罗很严肃地说这个话。
Paul was being very serious.
可有多少人严肃地思考过这句话呢？
But how many people have actually thought about this seriously?
那怎么办呢？
So what's the solution?
教会的讲台信息聚焦在十字架窄路上，就能够将那些没有十字架的假基督徒渐渐地过滤掉。
The church's message needs to focus on the road of the narrow road of cross.And those people, the false Christians that doesn't bear the mark of the cross, will be gradually filtered out.
因为没有十字架的假基督徒，他听到十字架的信息，他是扎心的，是没有平安的。
Because for those people, the message of cross make them feel uncomfortable.
他只有两个选择。
They only have two options.
要么悔改，要么离开。
They either repent or just leave.
这样无形之中，十字架的信息就对真正的基督徒。起到了建造和保护的作用。
And as a result, the message of cross will build and protect the true Christians.
保罗给腓立比教会的建议也是一样的。
Paul, it's the same with what Paul suggested to the Philippian church.
就是要聚焦在这个十字架窄路上。
That is to focus on the road of the narrow road of cross.
保罗在腓立比书三章十七节他说：“弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些。”照我们榜样行的人。
Paul said this in Philippians verses, chapter 3, verse 17. Brothers, join in imitating me, and keep your eyes on those who work according to the example you have in us.
保罗和那些效法他榜样的人，他们的足迹都描画出那一条主耶稣也走过的十字架窄路。
Paul and those who follow his example all walk the same paths that our Lord Jesus has walked. The narrow road of cross.
保罗的意思很明显，弟兄姐妹们啊，这个就是正路，你们要行在其中。
And what Paul meant to say is very clear, brothers and sisters, this is the only right way to walk in.
最后，我们来总结一下。
And let's summarize this message.
腓立比教会呢是困难重重的教会。
Philippian churches has a lot of difficulties.
他们有处境的困难，牧师被捕，同工病重。
They have difficulties in their situations. Their pastor.Is holding captive. Their co-workers are so sick.
他们有同工间的矛盾。
They also have internal conflicts between the co-workers.
他们有来自敌人的逼迫。
They have persecution from their opponents.
他们有来自假教师的诱惑。
And temptations from the false teachers.
他们有来自假基督徒的混乱。
They also have chaos from the false Christians.
在这些困境中，保罗将他们的视线指向神的旨意、神的主权、神的荣耀。
In all of these difficulties, Paul is trying to lead their vision to God's will and God's sovereignty.
And God's glory.
And God's glory.
指向耶稣基督并他钉十字架，指向那条十字架窄路。
So that they can see Jesus and him being crucified, and they can see the road, the narrow road of the cross.
这样的终极解决方案对于我们今天的教会和基督徒所遇到的各样的问题也是同样适用的。
This ultimate solution is still applicable to all the challenges and difficulties we face today.
愿我们常常也愿主帮助我们。
May God bless us and help us.
也愿我们常常活在神的面光当中。
So may we also live in the presence of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们感谢主，你赐下你的话语。
We thank you for sending your word today.
我们也感谢主你赐下鲜活的榜样。
We thank you also for sending us a lively example to follow.
我们看到这条古老的十字架窄路。
We are seeing this ancient narrow road of cross.
是主耶稣走过的。
It's the same road that Jesus Christ has walked on.
是使徒们走过的。
It's also the same road that all the apostles has walked on.
是众圣徒都走过的。
All the saints has worked on it as well.
我们今天也要走在其中。
We ought to be working in this road as well.
我们行在主你的旨意当中。
We want to walk in your will.
也是行在主你的保守当中。
We also want to work in your protection.
我们渴慕见到主你的那一天。
We're eager for the day that we seek for us to see you.
我们在地上自战自清的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
The temporary and the light suffering for our earthly life will be is so temporary, and we will be enduring, will be inheriting the great blessing from the heaven.
与我们同行。
Be with us.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
Our praise and thanks are in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.